Chapter 3. Vivian. St. Patrick's Day was sunny and unusually mild, men in shirt sleeves, and from the appearance of things, work was ending at noon. The bars were full. Coming into one of them from out of the sunlight, Bowman, his eyes blinded, could barely make out the faces along the bar, but found a place to stand near the back, where they were all shouting and calling to one another. The bartender brought his drink, and he took it and looked around. There were men and women drinking, young women mostly, two of them. He never forgot this moment, standing near him to his right. One dark-haired with dark brows, and when he could see her better, a faint down along her jawbone. The other was blonde, with a bare, shining forehead and wide-set eyes, instantly compelling, even in some way coarse. He was so struck by her face that it was difficult to look at her. She stood out so. On the other hand, he could not keep himself from doing it. He was almost fearful of looking. He raised his glass towards them. "Happy St. Patrick's," he managed to say. "Can't hear you," one of them cried. He tried to introduce himself. The place was too noisy. It was like a raging party they were in the middle of. "What's your name?" he called. "Vivian," the blonde girl said. He stepped closer. Louise was the dark-haired one. She already had a secondary role, but Bowman, trying not to be too direct, included her. "Do you live around here?" he said. Louise answered. She lived on 53rd Street. Vivian lived in Virginia. "Virginia?" Bowman said. Stupidly, he felt as if it were China. "I live in Washington," Vivian said. He could not keep his eyes from her. Her face was as if... some